Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we need wake-up call listeners' opinion on this one. 766-1065, or you can text us. It's 73389. An article came out over in the UK about a bride banning bridesmaids from wearing dresses at her wedding because she doesn't want them to look too pretty. This bride-to-be revealed that she secretly fattened up her wedding party ahead of the big day with fake slimming smoothies.
Oh, my God.
That's what they did in Mean Girls.
Oh, my God.
And she actually wrote in this article, probably unpopular opinion here, but I can't be the only one who wants their bridesmaids to feel pretty, but not too pretty. She's actually asked that her bridesmaids not wear dresses and specifically asked them to wear pantsuits.
As if she said, can't look sexy in a pantsuit.
She said, quote, "My girls are wearing formal pantsuits and my maid of honor is wearing a dress. These girls are going to be covered," in all capitals. "If it wouldn't be too hot, I'd cover them from head to toe. LOL, not joking."
Wow.
Okay, this is not the norm. And don't let her convince you that it is.
No, it can't possibly be the norm. That's why it's in an article. Because it's right, like, get a load of this crazy person. But that is crazy talk.
Yeah, it seems a little over the top.
Now, why stop in a pantsuit? Put them in a burlap sack.
I understand that there are bridezillas, right?
Obviously.
But this feels a little too much.
Well, this is beyond that. This is, you are the most insecure, selfish person ever.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Is this too far? I understand that this is a bride's day. This is her day. This is her opportunity to have the best wedding possible. But you've invited your friends.
Right.
Let's say, hypothetically, you have flown all of your friends in and you're having a great wedding, but you have specifically said you cannot wear a dress. You need to wear a pantsuit. It's like they're going to a conference at a Holiday Inn.
Totally.
By the way, also have this high-calorie shake to wash it all down.
Right.
And is she choosing her bridesmaids specifically based on their looks?
It doesn't say. But, she has been very vocal in this article saying she wants to be the prettiest person up there. Karen's on with us this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Hi.
What did you want to chime in about this?
I totally get this. I'm not a bride, but nobody's ever asked me to be in their bridal party because obviously I would be the one who stands out the most. I mean,
Wait a second. What's her name?
This is Karen.
Karen.
Oh, okay. Your phone sucks. So let me recap, I think, what you just said. You've never been in any of your friends' bridal parties because you're pretty.
Well, I mean, they've never come out and said that, but it's the obvious reason.
So that's the reason why. Couldn't possibly be for any other reason.
Nobody has said as much to me, but it's obvious. I mean, very attractive. I'm more attractive than most of my friends. When it's your wedding day, you want to be the star. And if I'm there, I'm definitely going to be the one that stands out.
Okay, Karen. Oh, my God. I don't even know. Listen, I am all for your confidence. I love, love, love it.
Yeah, you usually love ladies like this.
I love it when a woman feels good about herself.
So what's the problem?
I don't like it when a woman feels better than everybody else.
Well, that's on them.
In Karen's eyes, Karen is the prettiest person in the world. And Karen, I'm sure you're beautiful, but is it at all possible that your friends haven't invited you to be in their wedding because this is the attitude you have towards yourself and your friends?
Oh, that's mean.
Oh, stop it. You are over here with your mouth on your jaw on the ground.
I don't think I'm better than my
son. You said better looking.
Said that.
You said better.
Just, I mean, people have certain strengths, and, you know, I'm very tall and beautiful. I mean, I look like a model, you know?
She looks like a model.
Yeah. And universally,
I mean, you're going to stand next to a model at your wedding?
Have you seen my best friends? They're fitness models. Somehow I'm managing.
How many fitness models were in your wedding party?
Well, I didn't have anybody in my wedding party.
Exactly. She didn't even have a wedding party, Karen. She's that insecure.
Okay,
listen,
hold on.
I understand what you're talking about,
Karen.
No, you
don't.
Are you single?
Yes.
You sound like you're right up Rain's alley. And I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.